move up to fill the empty spaces as we see them. This morning, we'll be entering into week 5 of propagating the resurrected, ascended, and all-inclusive Christ as a development of the kingdom of God. Does anyone need the material? So week 5, how about let's read the title together, whoever has it. Okay, go. Christ as a stone savior, producing living stones for God's building. Let's read it again. Christ as a stone savior, producing living stones for God's building. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ is not only the man savior.
Amen.
He's not only the slave savior.
That's right.
Not only the God savior, as we see in the Gospel of John and all the other Gospels, but he is the stone savior.
Amen.
Revealed in the book of Acts. And we'll see this shortly. How about let's open our Bibles. This is also let's open our Bibles to Acts 4, verses 10 to 12. Acts 4, 10 to 12. Okay, brothers on 10, sisters 11, and together on 12. Okay, brothers, go. Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified and whom God has raised from the dead, in this name this man stands before you in good health. This stone,
which was considered unlucky by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner.
And there is salvation in no other, for neither is there another name under heaven given among men in which we must be saved. Amen. We see who is the stone. It's actually a person.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ the Nazarene.
Amen.
He was the man who was crucified.
Amen.
And whom God has raised up from the dead.
Amen.
It's this man who is the stone, as we see in verse 12, as our salvation. As our salvation in which we are saved. Let us also read Psalms 118. Verse 22 to 24. Go.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is from Jehovah. It is wonderful in our sight. This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us exult and rejoice in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And one last verse in Isaiah 28:16. Isaiah 28:16. Go.
Therefore, thus says the Lord Jehovah, indeed I lay a stone in Zion as a foundation, a testing stone, a precious cornerstone, as a foundation firmly established. He who believes will not hasten away.
Amen. Hallelujah. He is the stone in Zion.
Amen.
As the foundation, he's the testing stone.
Amen.
And he's our precious cornerstone.
Amen.
This week, we're presented with another glorious view of Christ.
Yes.
And it's this Christ that we're propagating. But we see this Christ is the stone savior.
Amen.
It's the stone savior to produce many living stones for God's building.
Amen.
It's very particular that there's one person who really brings this out in the New Testament. That's Peter. We know Peter himself was named Cephas. Which is which can also be translated Peter. And we saw that this actually means this means stone. And then the Lord revealed to him, well, he received the revelation from the Lord as to who he is. And then he said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. Right? The gates of Hades shall not prevail it. Well, the rock is not Peter. This actually, the rock is Christ, or the revelation of Christ. And it's upon this rock that the church is built up.
Amen.
And it's Peter that again wrote, of course, obviously, 1 and 2 Peter. And here we see in 1 and 2 Peter under day 5, those verses. Let's read this together. 1 Peter 2, 4 to 5. Amen. Coming to him. Amen. A living stone, rejected by men, but with God chosen and precious. You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. So first we saw that in Acts chapter 4, which reveals Christ as the stone Savior in those verses, chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. We see that he is the cornerstone. We don't commonly consider Christ, if we were to ask any of us, you know, what do you particularly appreciate of Christ, or what do you see of Christ? Cornerstone may not be the first aspect or status of Christ that we may be quick to say. Even stone Savior, as we see, may not be something so we would readily say of the Lord. But here we see this is not just in Acts; it's in multiple portions now in Psalms and Isaiah and in 1 Peter. And we'll see this is actually all throughout the Bible, portraying that there is this stone. And this stone is not a dead stone. Uh-huh. It's not a lifeless stone.
Amen.
It's a stone full of vitality. It's a living stone.
Amen.
And this living stone actually reproduces himself.
Amen.
You know, just consider a stone. It doesn't reproduce. And you just consider any other stone, which is not a precious stone. It's common. But we see Christ, at least in the view, in the eyes of men, he was despised. He was rejected. They thought he was common, he was rubbish, he was the lowest of the low. And so they crucified him, not knowing who this one was. So he was rejected by man, right? In this verse, when we touch, we saw that this stone was one which was considered as nothing by us.
Amen.
It says by you, the builders, which refer to the Jews. But I think we could readily apply this to us. This stone was also considered by us as nothing. We didn't consider him as anything. We didn't treasure him. We didn't appreciate him. But this was the one, we were part of the group that crucified the Lord. We obviously were not alive over 2,000 years ago, but we were part of the mankind, the religious group, and even the secular group who crucified the Lord. But he is here as the stone Savior. And it is so marvelous to see in Acts 4 that it's this stone, this living stone, by him propagating himself as us, the many stones. This is our salvation.
Amen.
And our salvation is actually, we see, why is he the stone Savior? He's a stone Savior. He's saving us, but he's also the stone to reproduce himself, to be us, reproducing himself in us to be the many living stones.
Amen.
For his building.
Amen.
So we see very clearly our salvation is for his building.
Amen.
Our salvation is for his building. And this is seen in Acts 4. And this is also seen in 1 Peter 2. If we consider 1 Peter 2, we just read 1 Peter 2, 4 to 5. But the preceding verses, what was the verse in, what's verse 3 in chapter 2? Whoever has it, maybe we could read that. Let's read verse 2 and 3. As newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good, and coming to him a living stone,
rejected
by men, but with God chosen and precious. So again, just like Acts, salvation, stone. Stone, salvation. In 1 Peter, Peter is bringing this out. We're newborn babes. We long for the guileless milk of the word, that we would grow unto salvation, coming to him a living stone, that we would be the many living stones to be built up, to grow. This is a marvelous picture. Actually, we see at the very end of the Bible and Revelation, we are destined to become. The New Jerusalem is a city of stone. If we consider the attributes, or rather the features of the New Jerusalem, which is an organic entity, which is actually a corporate person. This is the bride. This is the body consummated as the New Jerusalem. We see it's a city of stone. It's precious stones upon precious stones. And the stone is exhibiting jasper. There's jasper stone. I don't immediately have the verses, but we see that God has the appearance like jasper, which means it's the glory of God radiating through this stone. And the New Jerusalem also has the jasper stones, which means the New Jerusalem is God in his expression.
Amen.
Which means we, our destiny as ones who were men of clay, broken, defiled, damaged by the enemy, now he's come in to save us, right, as the stone savior, and he's constituting us as the many living stones.
Amen.
We're being built up.
Amen.
We're being built up into a house of stone.
Amen.
Into a spiritual house.
Amen.
And we see this house of stone in at the conclusion of this age will be a mountain of stone.
Amen.
And it's this mountain of stone which will fill, these are the overcomers, the mountain of stone, which will fill the whole earth, consummating in the city of stone.
Amen.
That is the New Jerusalem.
And
so this is the progression of Christ propagating himself as the unique living stone in us as the many living stones. And there's just something I'd like to bring out, and then we'll open it up for sharing. And we really need this, to hear this kind of word.
Amen.
As living stones, we're not here as a heap of stones. Not just many stones coming together, and there would be a mountain like a heap of stones. These stones need to be built up.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember one time there was a message, and I was younger, in college, and I heard this word, and it gripped me the second I heard it. This matter of, the question was posed, and the question was, are you buildable? Are we buildable? We're not here to be a spiritual stone, to be exhibited by all. Actually, is such a stone buildable? Am I buildable? Are you buildable? Because these stones are not to be just considered as a spectacle, as great spirituality. You can speak the truth, you can preach the gospel, you can get people saved, and you're just, you know, you're all there. Almost like, in a different expression, you're a one-liner. You're just going off on your own little line. But we need to learn to be balanced.
Amen.
We need to learn to be fitted.
Amen.
We need to learn to be built together.
Amen.
We need to pray, Lord, make me a buildable member.
Amen.
Don't just make me a living stone. Really transform me to be built up together.
Amen.
And this is why the verse in Ephesians 2:21 and 22 is so crucial. We're here as Christ's reproduction. Christ is the buildable one. As he's reproducing himself as living stones, we should not have the false concept that we're many separate living stones. We're actually being built up. Our growth in life, our salvation is to be delivered from our independence, from our own spiritual ways even. We need to let this go and pray to be built up with one another.
Amen.
To be fitted up with one another.
Amen.
To be blended with one another.
Amen.
All of our peculiarities, all of our things that define us in our disposition, it needs to go.
so that his life could really transform us so that we could be the buildable stones
Amen.
For God's corporate building.
Amen.
This is how
Amen.
He can gain what's on his heart.
Amen.
Amen. So we just like to open this up for sharing. Please share, actually. And if you're here visiting and, you know, this is not the week, just feel free to share from wherever you enjoyed from this past week.
Amen.
And the same from any Amen. Local saints also. Maybe a maximum of 2 minutes, and then there'll be a closing word.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, my question is, you say it's buildable, right? So what's the example of, like, a man is buildable? Do you have any, like, vivid example in life? Because I'm a little confused about what do you mean, like, buildable?
That's a very good question.
Amen.
So two words this week. So Peter said, there are many verses this week, but all the verses are just saying one thing. So Peter said, coming to him, a living stone. So he's the two words, living stone. So living means, so is life. Life and stone. So God's economy is about stone. He's the living stone. And you also as living stones. So the two words, stone and salvation, or stone and life. Living stone. He's
Amen.
The living stone. So we're buildable because we become living stones. And we're being built up into a spiritual house. The house is a family. So house and family are, you can say, are interchangeable. We're God's family. So he builds us by making us living. By making us living stones.
Amen.
This is how we're being built together.
Amen.
By being made living stones. How about that? This is God's economy.
Amen.
So Acts 4 says, there's no other name in which you can be saved. So there's salvation. Then he says, the stone. And then the next verse says, salvation. So our salvation, our being saved is to be made a living stone. One with life. We grow. We're transformed. We become a stone also. And we're built together as a spiritual house, as God's family.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm from Philadelphia, the district 2. And recently, a sister, she's been through so many problems. And now, in our prayer meeting, you know, we've been praying for her. But she, how to say this? You know, we have opened a living group, you know, from the WeChat. We build up twos and threes that we can pray over the WeChat. And then throughout the day, you can listen, so you're not limited. Because of her sickness, she went through the surgery. You know, because she's a sister, few of sisters would start building up groups, and we start praying for her. And our praying is not, oh, Lord, heal this one or something. No, through our prayers, we start building up. We care for one another. And then not just... not only spiritually, you know, we pray for one another, we pray for the Lord, we build up. And through some situation, we're actually building up as the body of Christ. Then we start have burden, we pray for the young people. You know, we saw some families, their children not coming to the meetings, you know, seem separated. So we start praying for them. And through all this burden, there's more sisters joining in, so we become more groups. So I just feel like, Lord, this is for reality. You know, we are the members of the body. That sister, she's single, and she's in her 60s. She has nobody. But because of the rise up of the many sisters, we're praying for her, not just spiritually praying for her, with that, you know, she needs transportation. So the sister volunteer, even the brothers volunteer, say, okay, we can set up a date. Which day you need to go to the hospital? And then, you know, we start to arrange the out of voluntarily, because of praying, we start have burden. So I feel like, Lord, this is the reality. We are not just talking about the living stone, the cornerstone, but we are actually all building up together to build this house as the Lord's expression on earth today. Amen. Not for the future, but for today. Amen. We can build up today, surely we will pass the test. We can be built up in the New Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just try to answer our brother's question. Yeah, it's a really good question. And also, you know, I'm also learning to this. I can give you an example. What I'm understanding is, let's say, you know, a basketball team, you know, the in the end, the team wins. And then, for example, there's one team, there's a guy really good. He's tall, he can do everything. He basically pass, he can do everything. But he tries to do him on his own. That's not a beautiful. A beautiful team, the team, are like, you know, pass each other, you know, make a very good team, right? So spiritually, we also want to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't want somebody is so growing away, which he thinks he can do it all, right. And then he thinks he does not need other brothers sisters,
right.
Yeah. But in a spiritual realm, when we grow mature, we will sense we really need our brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. The more we grow, we are humbled in the Lord.
Yes.
And we more need our brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen.
And together, we can do it.
Amen.
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 It's like, okay. Sister share a very successful example of builder, but I want to share a very like on the other side a very future failure to build up, because I am like the first living fruit in my university, and I found it's really difficult to build up other living stone, like to share my living water into their body, because many students, although they are Christian, but they like refuse to build up themselves. So I feel very confused, and I really meet some obstacle to build them, and I don't know how to share like my experience to them. Like two of my roommates, they are Christian, and they will attend the small meeting on Friday evening, and they enjoy that experience, but they refuse to like come to the Sunday meeting, and they kind of focus on themselves, refuse to build themselves. So I'm like searching the way to help them. So anyone can give me any suggestion, I will really appreciate.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, I need to share a little bit. Because we've been through, because our locality, we just started, you know, this is our second 2.5 years now. But we're not happy because our meetings on the Lord's Day were quiet. You know, during the weekday, nobody really communicates. And you know, we need building up. Mm-hmm. Lord, what should we do? You know, many few of us, we don't know what to do. And if you try to do something, you're bound to be failed. So we found a secret, prayer.
Right.
You know, so